where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Nobody was hurt in a drive-by shooting in a residential Sarnia neighborhood earlier this week. City police sent out an update this morning saying they continue to investigate an incident on Fairview Place that happened Tuesday night around 10:30 p.m. Sarnia police allege that a family home was struck by rapid-fire gunshots from a passing vehicle by an unknown person. The bullets penetrated the exterior of the building, but thankfully none of the occupants were struck as they entered the home. Sarnia police are asking anyone with information or who may have video surveillance in the area to contact the Criminal Investigation Division or Crime Stoppers. Tourism Sarnia Lambton is going to ramp up its marketing efforts this year to attract more world-class events to the region. Executive Director Mark Perrin made the comments during a presentation to Lambton County Council this week. He says rather than sponsoring so many events, they're taking a different approach.
We realize that a lot of these events do not market outside of a region, and one of the most important things TSL can do is provide assistance and our marketing expertise to promote and market all these great things happening in Lambton County to ensure that they're being noticed across the region up to 500 kilometers and plus away.
Perrin says they're looking to launch ad campaigns in larger centers as well, like Toronto, Detroit, and Chicago. You can read the full story at sarnianewstoday.ca. The city and county are putting finishing touches on the new Clearwater Library. Facilities manager Tom Bernard says shipping delays have pushed back the opening date to April.
It has caused some pushback on the completion of this project. We're not alone. It is an industry-wide issue. So unfortunately, in this case, we did experience some delays with some custom material that was required for the project.
Specifically, he says they're waiting on the fire and shatterproof glass, which will overlook one of the ice surfaces at the rink. The site on Wellington Street is expected to be a community hub with a new Sarnia Transit Terminal that's also expected to open this year. Stats Canada says the unemployment rate edged down slightly to 5.7% last month as the economy added 37,000 jobs. It marks the first decline in the unemployment rate since December 2022. Ontario students in grades 7, 8, and 10 will soon be required to learn more about the contributions of Black Canadians. Education Minister Stephen Lecce has announced that Black history is being made a mandatory part of the curriculum for those grades. Students will learn about various Black communities that emerged and developed in Canada and the specific contributions they made to the country. The new curriculum will be rolled out in September 2025. And a Sarnia healthcare worker won $500,000 with Lotto Max. The Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corporation says Susan Starr won $500,000 on a January 16th Max Millions draw. She says she's not a regular lottery player. She won $5 on an instant ticket and decided to get a Lotto Max with an encore. The winning ticket was purchased at Metro on London Road in Sarnia. A mix of sun and cloud with a chance of showers early this afternoon, high of 16. Increasing cloudiness late tonight, a low of plus 5. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.